prospect of building a Roosevelt Boulevard subway is much less likely now that SEPTA says there's just no money for it. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards says with the limited funding the transit agency has now, there's no way forward for a Roosevelt Boulevard subway. She told the Philadelphia Business Journal the math just doesn't work. A Boulevard subway has been talked about for decades. Jay Arzu, a doctoral student at Penn, has promoted the concept, but he doesn't think Richards' comments mean the idea is dead.
I personally don't think it's a nail in the coffin. I see this as a new beginning.
The project would carry about a $3 billion price tag. Arzu says the region needs to look at new ways to compete for federal money.
In order to construct the Roosevelt Boulevard subway, we're going to have to be realistic about our finances, but also we're going to have to be innovative about how we look for federal grants.
Arzu says while he doesn't want to pit the city against the suburbs, he believes a Boulevard subway would serve many more riders than the King of Prussia rail line currently in the works. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.